Yes, man.
Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
How are you?
Good, thanks. And you?
Oh, Hashem, everything is good.
Good to hear that. Just one question, Hanok. Did you? I wasn't able to be this last Wednesday for questions and answers. I didn't have a phone there for 2 or 3 days. So
okay.
I don't know if you said something about the question that I had.
I don't remember the question that you had.
Okay. I will send it again for this Wednesday if you have any time.
What was the question, quickly?
It was about that you said that the spirit of the man goes through like different stages, like Ben Noah, children of Israel, and so on. You said like five stages, and my question was about the last one, the children of Yehuda, or
the children of Yehuda. Okay. So, are you going to be on the call this Wednesday? I hope.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Then
but
I'll remember
you. Yeah, I can resend the text message or the email just to remind you.
That's fine.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I thought I clarified that in the it wouldn't have been in the Sundays. Okay. It was 2 weeks
ago. Yeah, it was Sunday. You say something about it, but you didn't go too deep into it. You say something. I remember the class at the 10:30 class. Then there you hoot.
Yeah. I don't remember saying it in there, but that's fine. Well, I thought it was in the email that I sent 2 weeks ago before Hanukkah.
Well, I know you have said something, but not really. You didn't expand that much, or maybe it doesn't have to be said too much. I don't know.
Well, let's ask it again, and I'll talk about it.
Okay. I'm going to mute.
Okay. Well, we're already halfway through the time, and you're the only one on. So, and I got a couple of messages from people that they wouldn't be on the call tonight. So we may not be having it.
Okay.
But we'll
see.
Fine. You know, I wait the 10 minutes, so we'll see.
It's 10:04.
Right. And I'll wait till 10:10.
Okay. All right. By the way, do you see my message, what I told you that Melinda Raver said hello to you?
I don't think so. What, you sent me a message.
Yeah, I text you that on the sixth day of Hanukkah, she invited people over to her house to gaze on the...
I did see that text about Miriam.
Yeah,
I hope you enjoyed the text. People say she's really good.
Yeah, she was very nice and calm, and you know, it was a nice meditation.
Mostly women or some more too?
Mostly women. And you know, the miracle was that there was just six people to lit the candle, the people that attended to the gazing. And so it was the sixth day, so everybody had the chance to, you know, to lit one candle. Even though she was expecting more people to come, but nobody else showed up, so that was the first miracle day.
Well, at least there was enough to light the candles. That's important.
Yeah, it was, you know. And then I mentioned to her that I used to, you know, to listen to your classes and, you know, being students. Oh, yeah, I know Hanok. I don't know him personally, but I know about him.
Yeah, we used to study Zohar together until she went to Israel about 5 years ago. And then we lost contact.
Uh-huh. That's what she didn't say that, but she said, no, yeah, you have to say it all to him.
And if you see her again, please respond. Give her my regards as well.
Of course I will.
Brandela.
Hello, Danny.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey.
My computer just crashed as you came on, Brandy. And it's all your fault, of course.
Well, you know, there's a spiritual reason for that.
Yes, I know. I'm very much aware of the spiritual reason.
Really? What is it?
I listened to the conference.
Say that again, Brandy. I'll answer Jasmine's question in a second.
I said, I listened to the conference.
You listened to the conflicts.
No, I tuned into the conference. And the minute I tuned in, your computer crashed.
Right, but that's not the spiritual reason.
No, I don't. What's the spiritual reason?
I need a new computer and I don't have enough money.
Oh.
enough people making donations for the classes. And that's not a reflection on anybody, and I'm not indicating that. But that is the spiritual reason, because I'm obviously not connecting to people. But I'm not about to change what I teach to solicit more people. That's not my path. So it will happen when it happens.
You know what I learned? I have a kind of, you're not asking me, but like I have such a very, you know, financial thing this December. And I said, well, what's going on? And I guess it's like I'm being cleansed.
That is the issue. That's what happens.
Yeah, you know, I've been, you know, doing what I have to do and reading, you know, the Zohar, and I said, well, Hashem is making me a favor. He's cleansing me for all that I've done before. So that's why. Take it easy. I'm not saying that that's your case, but.
I understand.
But that was my conclusion for myself.
Well, it'll be another few minutes. I should say about 5 minutes.
Okay. Have you taken your computer to have it cleaned up for viruses and stuff like that?
I have no viruses. I have no malware. I have protections against all of that.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that your computer doesn't have a virus.
Well, if it had a virus, I would know it, because I check all the time for them.
Hmm. How old is your computer?
6 years old.
Mm.
5 or 6 years old. I take good care of the my computer.
Okay.
So I have a lot of programs on it that, you know,
takes a lot of space.
Yeah. I started having problems when I tried to load Windows 10 onto it.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. And I haven't taken to solve that, but I really am not that anxious to get Windows 10. I never trust Microsoft for at least 2 years after they come out with something.
Okay. Now these days it's about buying new computers, you know, no more than having them 2 or 3 years, then make you buy another one.
That's what they try.
Yeah.
Oh,
What kind of computer are you looking for?
A PC.
Oh, a PC? You don't use a laptop?
A PC laptop.
Hmm.
The tablets are too small a screen.
Tablets are not.
Yeah, I need a PC with a 17-inch screen.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can get a 15-inch screen and then add the 17-inch.
In a laptop, you can do that. You can do that. It has to be a desktop.
Yeah, you can do that with a tablet. You can do it with a tablet a lot easier than with a laptop.
Hmm. That would be a nice Hanukkah gift. But we still have the energy. So maybe something can happen. You never know.
It'll happen. I'm not worried. It'll happen when it's ready, when it's supposed to happen.
It's true.
All right, please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa, Gedula Chimika, Tati, Serura, Alpha Gimel Yutaf Sadi. What is the demand of the dead? It created the planet Sakti, the planet Saturn, and the Ayan that created the constellation Gedi, the goat, the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayan and the Bet has a gematria of 72, which we know connects us to the Sephirah of Chokhmah. Kabel rinat amcha sagbeinu tacharenu nora kufre shayan sintet nun na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Reish Tzaditach Gimel. Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Nael Adata Et kufet tet nunayin. Yachid geye ramcha penei zokre kidushata. Yud gimalamet pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushmatiyakatenu yodeya talmo shin kufav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy by utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei. El rachum v'chanun, erech shapayim, v'rav chesed be'emet, Notzer chesed la lafin, nosea on vafesha v'chata v'nakei. Now we're going to read the various verses that we read to connect to the energies of the various years. We're going to start with this year, the year of the goat, the year 5777. The first verse of the two we're going to read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to create three new words. Satsuki af, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of each word, we're able to permutate it into Dir Yam. Translation is Sea of Tenants. And all of these five newly created words, as well as the verse itself, connects to the energy of the year of the goat, 5777. The second verse that we read is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8, which has the name of the verse concealed within it. The name is separated. Each letter of the name is separated by seven other letters. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadabaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. Now for the year 5776, the year of the pause, we have two verses that connect to that, the first of which is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechastu achechem halvim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitzkachu hakohanim ki halvim yishrei leval Lehit Kadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe Lalahe Wawa Wa Yola Yo Ala Me He 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 Yaka Are Kaha. The second verse connecting to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 2-4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade Ad Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur Olamim. Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The year 5775, the year that death is swallowed up forever. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru Udu Mikol Hamasavo Yam Asher Yichabe Sham Washavtem Eli El Naho Wichalakti Item Wichayim Yeshno Varets Vihipasti And the third verse for this year, 5775, is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yobed roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 is the year of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to that energy, and that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wisam timakom yamili Israel untati vishakan tafta velo yirgaz ot velo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to scan the 72 names of God. The 72 names of the Tzaddikim. The Tzaddikim who left today, which is the 6th of Tibet, the Vav of Tibet, Rabbi Yaakov Reischer, Rabbi Chaim Shlomo of Kosin, Rabbi Alter Yisrael Shimon Perlo of Novominsk, Rabbi Chaim Medanek, and Rebbetzin Bala Morgenstern. And the 8th verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find that on row 19 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, second column from the left. When you open that up, scroll down to, I believe it's class 4, part 2. I'm sorry, it's class 4, section 5A. And that opens up to the Aramaic section. And we'll start with the Lashem Yichud, and then we'll just scan because we've been running so late. Lashem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urchimu Udhilu Udhilu Urchimu Leachta Hashem Yudhe Bavadhe Biyichudashulim Bashem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La Sok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadunai Elohenu Alenu Maaseya Denu Kanane Alenu Maaseya Denu Kananehu. And please scan section 5A. now begin to read. When you study Torah, you are studying man's relationship to Hashem. Out of this study comes to our inheritance of the insight or the awareness that is the signpost or the badge that confers this awareness, leading to our interpretation of Torah. Now, what is conferred is by grace, as a king would endow his servants. This is the emanated glory coming at the level of the world of Atzilut. The created glory occurs when we are aware of and lives inside of this cause of everything. In this way, we are surrounded by holiness. When we study Torah, it is as though we are entering a causeway that is already moving, merging with the flow of holiness. We are attracted by its brightness and the discovery of its hidden levels, which occur at the same time. There are those who study Torah who may be lacking, perhaps, in education into its ways. However, they will soon be taught by Torah itself and will become knowledgeable in its ways. The highest of the levels of fear of God is the fear of sin. This is because when we sin, it is directly opposed to the path of the holiness that we aspire to. Even though we may acquire wisdom, the highest wisdom is fear of sin. When you are aligned with the way things work, everything else tracks on course. The fear of Hashem awakens you to the awareness of holiness. This awakening may be compared to the outer keys of the letters of Adonai. K-Yud-Vav-K represents the inner keys that are the insights that a continuing awareness allows you to enter into. In the Amidah, this fear of Hashem is evoked for the purpose of reaching that inner place of revelation. What is this like? A king wishes to take a journey, but it is too far to walk. So he rides a horse. Along the way, the horse grows tired and hungry. So the king stops to feed and rest the horse. In the Amidah, we too take a journey. But within that journey, what must be fed with meditation is revelation. Otherwise, the journey is for nothing. The one who ascends in holiness does so because he is mindful of the journey. The vowel Shiva from the side of Givurah symbolizes the restraint that is necessary in meditation in order to produce the focus that becomes one with the holiness above. My unwritten commentary. What is the focus? What is the concentration? It's to stop your thoughts by concentrating on the letters with the vowel Shiva. You're able to stop your thoughts from coming. You're erecting a fence around those letters that you're visualizing so that your thoughts and those stop interfering with your kavanah, with your intention. Continuing to read. The 365 negative precepts precede the 248 positive precepts because we have to turn away from that which doesn't lead to holiness and run towards that which promotes and defines holiness. Both are necessary in that the negative precepts make possible the performance of the positive precepts. The faith of your times refers to what you have by way of background in consciousness. This refers to the various orders of Mishnah, which extends the field of contemplation, providing the basis for the attachments above. The fear of God points directly to the presence of the infinite with the finite. The only way to recognize this wonder is through Torah study and its corollary, the Mishnah. The primary focus of awareness is the Shekhinah, the current that links us up with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Without the Shekhinah, even though a person has learned all six orders of Mishnah, the holy connection does not exist without the Shekhinah. Keep in mind that as we go along in the introduction here, each section, although dealing with separate descriptions, is nevertheless tied to the whole work. The primary focus of this work continues to show the Shekhinah and its connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this focus, the Sefirot add colors to the overall picture as we see how the verses of Torah are linked together to bring us further inside of this mystery. Faith may be looked at as the downward flow that emanates from Chesed through Tiferet, or the upward flow from the lower Shekhinah, rising from Yesod to Tiferet. What is this faith? It is the attachment, both above and below, of the holiness that is ever present within. This is to say that no matter where we enter into, or reach into or become aware of its presence, we are destined to reach the heart of the matter, or the essence of Tiferet, which is the harmonization of both above and below. Just as there is no Torah without fear, so is there no fear without Torah, and there will be no lack in his household or his learning. There will be no lack in his soul, and there will be no lack in his good deeds. That's the end of section 5A. Does anybody have any questions? Section 5B, let's scan the Aramaic. Section 5b. The six orders of Mishnah are aligned with the Sefirot from Dot through the central pillar, with Chesed and Givurah connected above in conjunction with Hod and Netzach connected below, upwards to Tiferet. These are aligned in this way due to the nature of consciousness, which is like the blade of a revolving sword. What this is saying is that your thoughts are the blade of a revolving sword. They're constantly turning, and they're constantly sharp, cutting through the emptiness in your mind and filling it. thoughts do go every which way and are pulled according to the various attractions. The internal conception of the Mishnah is to direct thoughts according to their energies or orders, so that we are all the while training consciousness on its supreme aspiration, which is the unification which takes place above and below. Fear of God in the seventh level is the awareness of the way things work. There is at first fear because of potential missteps due to unconscious actions, reactions. However, when this fear becomes in fact the raised awareness of God, then the entire psyche is placed upon a higher footing. The sixth level in the fear of Hashem, that and the faith of thy times, this faith is the order Zarim, seeds, the first order, inheritance of the order of Moed, festivals, the second order, have control of the order of Nashim, women, the third order, salvation of the order of damages, Nesikim, the fourth order, intelligence of the order of Kodashim, holiness, the fifth order of Mishnah, and the knowledge of the order of Tohorot, purity, the sixth order of Mishnah. A person who has no knowledge of Torah cannot have fear of God, because they would not understand the impact of these actions. With Torah, we gain the understanding and the fulfillment of the fear of God, since in every sense of the word, we learn to flow with the way things work. Mishnah prepares the mind for the sword that revolves, which is the playback of thoughts that are either subjugated and then dissipated by our recognition of their lower nature, or are placed into higher orbits of internal unification, provided by the pathways that are the details the Mishnah offers as guide points for our awareness. Torah study and good deeds are for the purpose of building the temple within. Through this kind of intention to study Torah and do good deeds, our imagination is raised to the level of holiness. If, however, our thoughts are debased, this causes not only an apparent detachment from above, it also decays the body, which cannot be sustained without the holiness of above. Therein, the secret of destruction of the holy temple is explained above in the actual occurrence of long ago. And within each soul, as it seeks its own avenue of awareness to the temple within. Imagine the awesome experience of Sinai. It is the unification of Hashem experienced by Israel. A spark of this experience lives in every child of Israel. And some say that this is an ongoing experience that never ended, and that our own stubborn way of looking at things prevents us from the full immersion once again in that Sinai experience. Since we still retain that spark within us, wherever we do something that takes away our vision into the greater unified reality, should be cause for the deepest regret, or what is called shame of face. Perhaps even if it could be called shadow of face, since what is being covered up is the spark of Sinai. The word Bereshit suggests both shame of face and the fear of Shabbat. Both of these are related to this idea of covering or making less than awesome, less that awesome experience of Hashem that resides within the secret compartments of their innermost levels. Humility is the eighth level of the fear of God. It is the higher Shekhinah, because before rising above, you must kneel down below in order to be lifted up. You have to be open to your higher awareness, letting it guide you in the way, same way Moshe was guided in his journeys. A person becomes praiseworthy before God, as in the ninth level in the fear of God, by attending to the divine precepts. These precepts, all 613 of them, are mystically intertwined with learning about and working with the knowledge of the way things work. We become aligned subsequently with the thoughts of heaven, the thoughts of Hashem. Praise is defined now as the image above that is rectified below. The tenth degree of the fear of the Lord. Here is fear that will show, and there is fear that will not show. Not every face is equal. There will show that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order that will not afflict the same in the land that was said in her. The earth being unformed and void, for the sight of the tree of good and evil, which is the empty land, the evil maidservant. And that is the end of section 5b. I'm just going to I'm just going to start speaking about what this was talking about, but without any specific details. It told us to study the Mishnah, and then it explained the six orders of the Mishnah. It told us about the ten Sefirot and gave a sentence about each one of them. It's saying, by studying the Mishnah, which does not follow a logical progression, we are learning to be flexible. Our minds, which are our thoughts, which is our consciousness, becomes flexible. The metaphor of a strong wind blowing against a very strong tree trunk, like an oak tree or a redwood tree that's 300 feet tall and has a root system that's 300 feet deep and as wide as it needs to be. That strong wind will blow that redwood tree over. Why? Because the redwood tree won't bend. It says, I'm strong. I can stand you, wind. Go ahead and blow. I won't fail. This is the ego. And the ego has to be changed. What changes the ego? When it learns to be flexible. When we study the Mishnahs and also the Zohar in our world today, because we've studied the Mishnahs many years, many lifetimes. But when we study the Zohar and the Mishnahs now, we're becoming flexible. We're letting that wind blow against the wall of willows that bend in the wind. But survive. Bend in the wind, but thrive. This is what these last two sections were telling us. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful evening. Tomorrow at 4:30, we'll have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, our questions and answers series. Shalom to all.